star in heaven and the depth of the sea represent. Anyone?
What's your question?
What does the highest star of heaven to the depth of the sea represent? No? That's finite. Pardon me?
I said he's everywhere.
Okay.
Creation?
Physical creation. Heaven's beyond that, but that's spiritual. Hell is beneath that. That's spiritual. Just a thought. Just one of those random things that kind of pass through. Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 11. 2 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 1. Would to God you could bear with me a little in my folly, which is what I usually ask you to do. And indeed, bear with me, for I am jealous over you with godly jealousy, for I have espoused you to one husband, that I might present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. But I fear, lest by any means, as a serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. Simplicity is the thought I want to pursue just a moment here tonight. But the simplicity in Christ. I know we get to looking at salvation and it can be a very complex subject as we, you know, expound the I'm redeemed, I'm sanctified, I'm justified, I'm accounted righteous, and I'm adopted into the family of God, and all those things, and how the sacrifice of Christ, the roles that it played, and the connection with the Old Testament, and the fulfillment of the sacrifice and everything. And we make that all complex, and there is complexity to that, but don't miss the simplicity that a young child, 2 or 3 years old, can grasp enough of that truth to enter into that redemption. The simplicity that is in Christ. And certainly there's a time and a place for going into some detail and examining the complexity of things, but we don't want to lose the simple aspects as well. And sometimes we make the simple things too complex. A man was asked to fill in his preacher's absence. The time came, he stepped into the pulpit, and he says, if I were trained and experienced as a preacher, I would take one text and expound on that and fill my time and present the truths that God laid on my heart. But he says, I'm not used to doing this, so I have 3 texts. And he turned to 1 John chapter 1. And I would like you to do that. 1 John chapter 1 and verse 7. And he read, but if we walk in the light as he is in light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. And he stopped, and he looked at the congregation, and he said, that's all my sin taken away. And then he turned to Philippians chapter 4. And he read verse 6. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And he stopped. And he said, that's all my cares taken away. And then he went to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Verse 17. And he read, then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. And he looked at the congregation and he said, that's me taken away. Simple, isn't it? But profound. All my sins, all my cares, and finally me taken away. Simple thing, but communicating great truth. Dwight L. Moody said that he'd prayed for faith, and that it would come to him and come down, and he expected it to come down and strike him like lightning. And it never came. And then he went to Romans 10:17. And he read, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. He said, I closed my Bible, and I prayed for faith, and now I opened my Bible, and faith has increased. How simple. And again, while we get all wrapped up sometimes in the complexities of our theology, don't miss the simplicity that is in Jesus Christ. What'd they do with it? Did any of you pick up this off of the table yet last week from Matt Bernstorff? Did you look at it? He says he has used this with great effect when visiting people. You go to a door, you know, we knock at the door, and we, you know, I try to. All the real estate transactions in this area, I use those as leads. I go to those and invite them to church, give them a church brochure. But he says, and I haven't tried this yet, but I want to. He says, just take this. He say, could I ask you four quick survey questions? Number one, have you recognized a moral decline in the world? Most people will probably readily do that. And the idea when you say four quick survey questions, usually, he says most of the time, probably 90, 95% of the people I ask are willing to take a moment for that. Number two, have there been times in your life when you haven't lived up to your own moral standards? Number three, Do you believe every person will have to stand before God someday and give an account for their life? We should see where this is going. It's making them think. And number four, if there was a free gift that could clear you from every bad thing you've ever done and guarantee you a home in heaven, and it didn't involve having to join a church, give money, go through a ritual, or have to live up to a certain moral code of conduct, it was just pure grace, is that a gift you would like to have? And right there, your conversation might end, or it could very well open up a tremendous opportunity to go on and possibly even lead that person to the Lord, or at least sow some seed for the next time. Simplicity. simple little thing. I'd encourage you. He said we can get the PDF and go ahead and make some of these up too if we want to. But I would encourage you to think about that and challenge you to try it. Just see how far you get. All right, let's.